It's Berlin, 1964, and Xavier March is investigating the death of Josef Bühler, a high-ranking Nazi official. But before he can get much further, the Gestapo take over. Xavier, being an inquisitive kind of fellow, can't leave the case alone, especially when two men die in mysterious circumstances. It's episode 2 of Fatherland, the best-selling novel from Robert Harris that imagines how the world would be if Nazi Germany had won the Second World War.
1945 brought victory to the world, a final end to conflict. Herr Hitler's triumph was absolute. No tears, no defeats, no trials. The secrets of the Führer's war were kept.
Who found it?
Berlin, 1964.
Your name?
SS Tutzer Hermann Jost, sir. I run here most mornings.
Criminal records have matched the prints. He was arrested just once in his life, 40 years ago. 1923,
Xavier. No, sir, Kanzler.
You fished out of the lake one of the glorious pioneers of the National Socialist Revolution. How you overlooked him where he was.
What was his role?
Oh, simple, really. To make room for 1 million Germans in the west, they had to move 1 million Poles to the east. And, he had the Jewish migration to deal with.
Two of our esteemed colleagues from the Gestapo arrived. In view of party comrade Bühler's double position, the case has been redesignated as a security matter. Let me take off the topic.
Who the hell are you?
Willkommen, sir. I am Sturmbau Führer March, homicide investigator with the Berlin Kriminalpolizei.
What are you doing here?
Investigating the Bühler case, sir.
Have you searched the house yet?
No, sir. I arrived only a few minutes before you do.
You know who I am?
Yes, sir. Everybody knows who you are. There's a Soviet Gruppenführer Globoknik.
Good. I'm running this investigation from now on. It is a matter of national security. You need no longer concern yourself with it. Am I clear?
Certainly, sir.
I hate that.
I wait and then I come out of the woods and I find the body. No, I swear.
See the face when we get into the car. You see the face.
No.
Tell me whose face it is, Jost. You can see it. You know it.
Everyone knows.
Tell me! Globus!
SS Obergruppenführer Odilo Gruppen.
By this action, I hope to spare embarrassment to my family, the Reich, and the Führer. Found Hitler along with Germany. He shot her first from behind, then shot himself through the roof of his mouth, through a pillow. Who found the bodies?
An American woman journalist, a little bitch.
Of course, she died with Luther.
What?
Does the name Luther mean anything to you? Fräulein Maguire?
Yeah?
My name is Xavier March of the Berlin Kriminalpolizei. I would like to speak to you, please.
I've already said everything I've got to say.
How did you know Stuttgart?
Through my parents. My father was at the embassy here before the war. He married a German, an actress. Anyway, they both knew Stuttgart slightly. When I arrived in Berlin last year, they gave me a list of contacts. Half of them turned out to be dead one way or the other. Most of the rest didn't want to meet me. American journalists don't make healthy company, if you know what I mean. Do you mind if I smoke?
Go ahead. What was Stuttgart like?
Awful. He made a grab at me, even though this woman of his was in the apartment at the same time. That was just before Christmas. I kept away from him after that. Then, last week, I got a message from my office in New York. They wanted a piece for Hitler's 75th birthday, talking to some of the people who knew him in the old days.
So you rang Stuttgart?
Right.
And arranged to meet him on Sunday, and when you got there, he was dead?
If you know it all, why do you need to talk to me again? Where are we going, anyway?
Don't touch anything.
You always operate alone like this?
Now, tell me again. What happened?
I knocked on the door. No answer. I came back with a porter. He opened the door. We came into the hall here. He shouted and there was no reply, so we both came right on in. Really, Inspector, I've been through this a dozen times with your colleagues.
Which room did you go into first?
That one. The bathroom. Then I heard him scream. I went to help.
They were on the beds, yes?
The girl was. Stuttgart was on the floor.
What did you do?
Rang the police.
Where was the porter?
In the bathroom.
Did you look at them again?
What do you think? May I leave now, please? I'm feeling sick.
Go back a bit. What made you think there was something wrong? Why did you go and get the porter?
Something about the two men on the stairs.
What?
Oh, please, Inspector. I went over all this with your colleagues.
What did they look like?
But it all happened too quickly to get a very good look. Both in their 30s. One had a brown suit. The other had a green anorak.
What did they do when they saw you?
They just pushed past me. After that, I carried on up to Stuckart's apartment and rang the bell. There was no reply, but I had that feeling, so I got the porter.
Did you mention the two men? What did the porter say?
He was too busy throwing up at first. Then he just insisted he'd seen nobody. He said I must have imagined it.
Did you tell the police?
You are the police, aren't you?
All right, Fräulein, wait in the sitting room. Where was it?
On that table with all the letters. They've already been opened by your colleagues, I guess.
I told you not to touch anything.
I said I'm sorry.
What were you looking for?
I beg your pardon?
You were searching through his letters. What were you looking for? Do you think this is a game? You're going to have to leave now.
I think, Inspector, I probably have as much right to be here as you do.
You've been lying to me.
And you've been lying to me. That makes us even.
This is dangerous. You do not realize what you are getting yourself.
No, what I do know is this. My career could have ended because of what happened in this apartment. I'll probably get fired when I go back to New York. And I'm being thrown out of this lousy country just when our president, that appeaser, anti-Semite-gangster son of a bitch Joseph P. Kennedy, is about to get into bed with Adolf Hitler. This could be the biggest story of my life.
How do I know I can trust you?
How do I know I can trust you?
All right, we have no time for this. Here are the keys to the apartment. This one opens the door downstairs. This one, the main door up here. This fits the bedside cabinet. This is a desk key. This one, this, I think, is the key to a safe. Where is it?
Who drives a black Mercedes around here?
It's Stoffer.
I think your friends just arrived. Are they coming to help?
Is there another way out?
Why? Don't you want your friends to see what you're doing?
Easy, quickly!
The car took me out the back when I came here before. To avoid embarrassment. Didn't want to see
you. You go now, I'll shut the safe. I'll follow.
Take this envelope. Keep it on you, it's better.
I'll follow. I'll come back to you when I come.
Good for you.
Go!
Good morning.
Hans Sturmbahn for a Krebs. I trust you slept well? Some coffee?
I'd like to know why I'm being detained. Please, be patient. Would you like to wash before we go?
Look, we're the same rank. You can tell me where we're going.
You'll recognize it when we get there. Someone wants to talk to you.
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler!
Investigator March, sir.
Ah! The great detective! If Herr Oberstgruppenführer has finished his recital, we can begin.
Why would Müller have a Bechstein and leave it untuned? Why would he do that,
His wife, sir. She was the musician. She died 11 years ago.
And nobody played it in all that time? Curious.
Can I ask why I have been brought here?
Yes, now, Globus. What is this really about?
Heydrich wanted our beloved police minister to see for himself.
See what?
What your so-called investigator missed on his little freelance excursion here yesterday. Follow me, please. We knew what we were looking for, you see. Gentlemen, I guarantee you will never have clapped eyes on the likes of this in your entire life. Go ahead, Krebs. Go in. The Reichsfuhrer is anxious that you should see it properly. Imagine him sitting here, door locked, like a dirty old man in a brothel. We found it yesterday afternoon. Krebs.
An expert is on his way this morning from the Führermuseum in Linz. We had Professor Braun of the Kaiser Friedrich here in Berlin give us a preliminary assessment last night. At the moment, we know we have Portrait of a Young Man by Raphael. And over there, Portrait of a Young Man by Rembrandt. This is Christ Carrying the Cross by Rubens. Here, Gaudi's Venetian Palace. Krakow Suburbs by Bellotto.
Sturmbannführer Krebs knows of these things. He's one of our brightest officers. He trained at the SS Academy in Oxford, England.
I'm sure. Where did it all come from?
It came from the general government in Poland. Bühler recorded it as either lost or destroyed. God alone knows how much else the corrupt swine got away with. Think what he must have sold just to buy this place.
Extraordinary. To think of Bühler, of all people, with the...
The point is this. We have known about Party Comrade Bühler for some time. Unfortunately, at some point last week, the bastard found out we were onto him.
And killed himself? And struck out?
The same. Stucker was a complete degenerate. He not only helped himself to beauty on canvas, he'd like to taste it in the flesh.
Was anyone else of high rank involved?
You are familiar with the former Under Secretary of State at the Foreign Ministry, Martin Luther.
Luther?
Of course.
He is the man we seek.
Seek? Is he missing?
He failed to return from a business trip 3 days ago. Bühler stole the art. Stuckart received it. Luther's position at the Foreign Ministry gave him an opportunity to travel freely abroad. We believe he smuggled certain items out of the Reich and sold them.
Where?
Switzerland mainly, also Spain, possibly Hungary.
Ah. Oh, so much perfection in one space. Deadens the senses. I need air. Give me your arm, March. Müller drowned himself, Stuckert shot himself.
Your case seems to be resolving itself rather conclusively, Clovis, without requiring anything so embarrassing as a trial. Statistically, I should say, Luther's chances of survival look rather poor.
As it happens, Herr Luther does have a heart condition brought on by nervous strain during the war, according to his wife.
You surprise me.
According to his wife, he needs rest, drugs, quiet, none of which he will be getting at the moment.
Maybe he's fled abroad.
We'll hunt him down eventually, wherever he is.
And you, March, what is your view of Bueller's death?
Drowning, almost certainly. His lungs were full of fluid, indicating he was breathing when he entered the water.
Exactly, suicide.
Not necessarily. He may have had intruders. Perhaps they arrived late at night, in darkness, and caught him unawares.
And threw him in the lake?
Not immediately. The autopsy report shows alcohol in Bueller's bloodstream. They forced him to drink. There was an empty bottle of vodka on the kitchen table.
Intellectual pig shit. Bueller drank vodka to give him the guts to kill himself.
According to his sister, party comrade Bueller was a teetotaler.
What this fancy theory doesn't explain is why these mysterious killers didn't just put a bullet in Bueller's brain and have done with it.
They wanted to make it look like suicide, but they bungled it.
Interesting. If Bueller's suicide was faked, then it is logical to suppose that Stuckart's was also.
That was my conclusion. That was why I visited Stuckart's apartment last night.
Is that it? Are the Grimm's fairy stories over for the day? Excellent. Some of us have work to do. Luther is the key to this mystery, gentlemen. Once we have him, all will be explained.
I have business to attend to in Berlin. March here will act as creeper liaison officer until Luther is caught.
That will not be necessary.
Oh, but it will. Use him wisely, Globus. He has a brain. Keep him informed. Walk me to my car, March. Good day to you, Globus. Do you know why some of the old-timers called Globus the submarine?
No, sir.
Because he had a submarine engine hooked up to a Polish basement during the war and used the exhaust fumes to kill people. Globus likes killing people. He'd like to kill you. At 6 o'clock this morning, this arrived at my house by courier. It's all about you, Sternbaumführer. Flattering, isn't it, to merit such attention? One of the youngest U-boat commanders on the right, and then it all starts going wrong. No police promotions for 10 years, divorced 1957, complaints from your wife, overheard in the canteen making disparaging comments about Himmler, overheard in bars, overheard in restaurants. Christmas 1963, you start asking around about some Jew who used to live in your apartment. Are you mad? I have to tell you, March, there is easily enough here to send you east. I want to know what's going on. Those bastards are up to something, March. What is it? You find out, you tell me. Don't trust anyone. That's how your Uncle Arthur has lasted as long as he has.
Thank you.
I can't hold him back for long. I can only give you till Monday, the Führer's birthday. 4 days, March. After that, if you haven't come up with anything, you're beyond help. From me or anybody else.
You'll recognize the layabout. These are people who do not love their country.
You must believe me. He's a very good man. He's short-tempered. Yes, maybe. But that's his nerves, poor thing. Poor thing. He had weepy eyes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Look, you can see here. That's when we went to Nice. We're planning to go to Spain this year on his birthday. Martin's a friend of General Franco, dear little man. Have you ever met him?
No, pleasure denied.
I will. I can't bear to think what might have happened. He's always so careful about telling me where he's going.
Dedication is reflected in homes all over the Rhine. It's everyone's duty to keep our fighting free from dirt. Dirt encourages slothful behaviour.
Did you ever hear him mention the names of Josef Buller or Wilhelm Stuckert?
I don't recall. No, definitely not.
Did he go out at all last Friday?
Last Friday? Yes, he went out early in the morning.
And when did he tell you he had to go away?
That afternoon. He returned about 2, said something had happened, and that he had to spend Monday in Munich. So he flew on Sunday afternoon so that he could stay overnight and then be up early.
And he didn't tell you what he was about?
Oh, he's old-fashioned about that sort of thing. His business is his business, if you see what I mean.
When did you become alarmed for his safety?
When he didn't come home on Monday. I was awake all night.
So you reported him missing on Tuesday morning?
Oh, I was about to, when Obergruppenführer Globocnik arrived.
He arrived before you even told the police?
Soon after 9. He said he needed to talk to my husband. I told him the situation. The Obergruppenführer took it very seriously.
Did he tell you why he needed to speak to Herr Luther?
No. I assumed it was a party matter. Why? Are you suggesting my husband has done something wrong?
No.
Herr Sturmbannführer, what is the purpose of this conversation?
Did your husband ever visit Switzerland?
He used to, occasionally some years ago. He had business there. Why?
Forgive me, madam. The burglar alarm, I noticed it on my way in. It looks new.
Martin had it installed. We had intruders.
Intruders? It was never reported. Why?
I pleaded with him, Herr Sturmbannführer, but he wouldn't. And he wouldn't tell me why.
What happened?
He was so frightened, Herr Sturmbannführer.
Of what?
He wouldn't tell me.
Madam, I have intruded too long.
I'm never going to see him again, am I?
My apartment's been turned inside out. Thanks.
Is anything missing?
I doubt it. I'm sure I'd know if it was.
The item I gave you last night. The letter.
Oh, that. Oh, I forgot about that. I need to check. Don't worry, servant. It's right here. Close to my heart. Like a love letter. I've looked inside, as you might have expected. There's a bank letter and a key.
I tried to call you a couple of times.
I was out, doing research.
Research?
Yeah. Are you in trouble?
Yes, they searched my apartment too.
You look different without your uniform.
Tell me what you discovered.
First, I went to the library. I've nothing better to do now. My press accreditation has been withdrawn. There, I found a directory of European banks. Zaug and Chia, the bank on the letterhead, still exists. It's in Zurich, Switzerland, where the chocolates came from. Then I went to the U.S. Embassy to see a friend.
Who?
I can't tell you.
You didn't tell him anything?
Of course not. Anyway, he's discreet. You can trust him.
I prefer to make my own judgments about whom I can trust. Is he your lover?
What kind of question is that?
I have more at stake in this than you have, Fräulein. Much more. I have a right to know.
You have no right to know at all.
All right, your business.
He's an expert on Swiss commercial matters. Zaug and Chia operate a safe deposit box system. Whoever has the key and the letter of authorization has access to the box. And it would appear that we have both.
Did you mention Stuttgart's name?
Of course not. I told him I was writing a piece for Fortune on the loss to legacies of war.
Just as you told me you were going to interview Stuttgart for an article about the Führer's early years, hmm?
And what's that supposed to mean?
People who encountered violent death, they try to forget about it, run away. Not you. You wanted to go back to Stuttgart's apartment, didn't you? You were opening his letters. Now you turn up with information about Swiss banks.
Can I have one of those? All right. It's true my parents knew Stuttgart before the war. It's true I went to see him before Christmas. But I didn't call him. He called me.
When?
On Saturday, late.
What did he say?
Oh, no, still, monsieur. In my business, information is a commodity exchangeable on the open market. But I'm willing to trade.
What do you want to know?
Everything. Why you had to break into the apartment last night. Why you're keeping secrets from your own people.
2 days ago, I fished a body out of the harbor. Turned out he was an Alte Kämpfer, one of the founding fathers of nationalism.
I'd gone to bed early. The weather was foul. I wasn't feeling sociable. Hadn't for weeks. You know how it is. Berlin can get you like that. Phone went at about 11:30, just as I was drifting off to sleep. Hello?
There's a telephone booth opposite your apartment. Go to it. I shall call you there in 5 minutes, if the booth is occupied. Please wait.
I recognized the voice straight away. I'd only met Stuttgart the once. Believe me, that was enough. I hear nothing for 5 months. Then this.
Charlotta?
Yes?
Forgive me this melodrama. Your telephone's tapped.
They say every foreigner's line is tapped.
Yes, that's true. The public box is the same. I'm in a public box now. It's serious, you see. I need to contact the authorities in your country.
Well, why not talk to the embassy?
The embassy's not safe.
I see. Are you saying you want an effect? Did you hear me? Did you hear me?
I deal only with your father, not the embassy.
What do you want me to do?
Come to me tomorrow. And I'll tell you everything. I'll make you the most famous reporter in the world.
Where? What time?
My apartment. Noon.
Is it safe?
Nowhere's safe.
Those were the last words I ever heard Stuttgart speak.
Two of Fatherland, we heard Anton Lesser, Angeline Ball, Stratford Johns, Eleanor Baron, Michael Byrne, William Scott Masson, and Michael Culver. It was based on Robert Harris's book and produced and adapted by John Dryden.